It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. Time for today's edition of Morgan Matters. I'm Alec Creighton, and in the studio with us this morning is Brian Urich. He's the Veteran Services Officer in Morgan County. We appreciate your coming in this morning.
Absolutely. I'm pleased to be here.
And we've been chatting just a little bit before we started about the variety of things your office works with. Tell us what your role is, and then we'll talk about some of the things that you handle for veterans in our area.
Okay. My job primarily is to work with veterans who either are not aware of their benefits or have questions about benefits that they want to apply for. Most generally, it's around disability benefits, health care, and burial benefits. Things like that are primary with most of the people I talk with.
Right, right. So, yeah. And I'm guessing you work with veterans that have their service was quite a while ago, or maybe even fairly recently, right?
Absolutely. I have quite a diverse caseload. I have gentlemen that come see me, and ladies that served in Vietnam, and I also have them that have served in the Gulf War. So there's a wide variety, age-wise, of veterans that will come in and see me.
Right. Well, one of the things you mentioned, I know there's a variety of things, but disability is one of those. And if it's service-related, it may not be immediately after you leave the service. It could be something that situation that develops later. Am I right about that?
You are absolutely correct. And when it comes to service-connected disabilities, my job primarily is when I have an interview with a veteran is to determine that information, and then I investigate it for them. I'll go in and look at some of the veteran's restrictions or eligibility requirements when it comes to service-connected disabilities, and then there's still benefits available to those veterans who have disabilities that aren't service-connected. They can still apply for health care and get treatment and services that they may not even be aware of.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. And so one of the things, I'm just kind of going from some of the experiences from talking to other people, maybe they're entitled to the disability benefits, but maybe they're concerned that means they can't, maybe they can still do some work or that sort of thing, and that would this restrict them from those sorts of things?
No, not necessarily. The VA has a real interesting way of determining not only your disability benefits, but they're based on the percentage of disability you have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it can range anywhere from 10% up to 100% being disabled.
Okay.
And then when you get into those higher percentages of disability, certain things that you might apply for do have restrictions on them, based on whether or not you can work, because if you can work and make an income, then your disability benefit wouldn't be as large as it would if you couldn't.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. So, and I'm guessing those are the kinds of things, those are the kinds of questions that you can help people sort out.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And if they have questions before they even come in to see me, their main resource, if they're computer savvy, is to go on va.gov, and they can plug in just about any question they have and get an answer almost immediately.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But they're more than welcome to call me and you know, or get a hold of me and through my office. Yeah.
Okay. We'll make sure we give that contact information. Mm-hmm. In fact, let's do that now, and we'll give it at the end too.
Sure.
Where do people find you, and how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm located at the Human Resources Building right behind the police department on 800 East Beaver Avenue, and I'm in Suite 110. My phone number is 970-542-3552. And, or they can email me too at burich, U-H-R-I-C-H, at morgan.co.us. I think I screwed that up.
Let's see. I've got your card right here.
I can't
here.
Even remember my own email.
It's at co.morgan.co.us. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I did have it right.
All
okay.
Right. Or just give you a call and ask you, what's your email address, Brian?
Correct. Yes.
Well, so we've been kind of focusing on the disability piece, but what other things should veterans talk to you about?
Well, I think, and as we talked before we went on the air, is other than disability, health care is huge for veterans. And with the cost of health care now with private insurance and all of that. It's really, I guess, important and necessary for a lot of veterans to understand that they can apply for health care through the VA, and it's at a very low cost, and especially depending on what kind of situations they have as far as their health is concerned. So we, our main entities that we work with through this county, because we're close enough to them, is the Cheyenne VA, which has a hospital there, and Loveland, Northern Colorado VA Healthcare Clinic, which is an outpatient clinic. Okay. It's a great facility. And then the big one in Aurora. Typically, we don't send people to the Aurora facility because it's outside our range as far as mileage is concerned. Okay. So Loveland and Cheyenne are the two major places that we would send veterans for health care.
Okay. And what do you find when you talk to veterans? Are they aware of what they're entitled to, or maybe sometimes they're not even fully aware?
I would say no. Most generally, they're not aware of everything that they're eligible for. I have booklets in my office from the federal government that outline every benefit through the VA that the veterans are eligible for. Now, of course, they're always updating those.
Okay.
Through Congress and through different laws and legislation. But every 2 years, they'll put out a new booklet, you know, and they'll highlight the changes in there. And they're welcome to stop by my office anytime. I have boxes full of them.
Okay.
And so the ones I have are from 2023, but they'll update them again in 2025. They do it every 2 years.
Okay.
And so, yeah, then they can pick that up and kind of look through it and see what's available.
What do you find when you're talking to veterans? Are they sometimes reluctant to take advantage of the benefits that they're entitled to?
I don't know if they're necessarily reluctant, but they're really skeptical because they've probably tried to do some things on their own through the VA and they get really discouraged.
Okay.
And they think that we're all connected, that if they're not getting any help or getting any disability, that it's everyone's fault. And it's really not. It's, you know, the VA all the way down through the Colorado Division of Veterans Affairs, we all have to follow the same statutes that are governing all of these things that they may apply for.
Okay.
So it's more or less Congress that sets the standard.
Okay.
And then the VA and us, we have to follow that standard. So they do. They get discouraged about it sometimes because they don't understand the nuts and bolts of it. And that's where they can take advantage of me.
I was going to say, that sounds like with somebody in your role, that's where you can step in and help navigate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of times where a veteran will come in on an appointment and we'll actually do a conference call, you know, with a VA specialist or someone at a clinic or whatever it might be. I can even have them apply for health care over the phone. So there's a lot of different ways that I can help them, whether it's disability, health care, or whatever.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right. And I'm guessing it probably goes without saying, there's no fee for the service you provide.
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. So I was talking to a friend of mine that's actually in his 80s, a mm-hmm. veteran that served, and this is just in the last couple years. I mean, he met with somebody like you and found mm-hmm. out, you know, there were some things that he was entitled to and hadn't mm-hmm. been, you know, taking advantage of up till now.
I think every year that Congress is in session, you know, they have subcommittees that deal with all of these benefits constantly. And so they're updating things and looking at what works and what doesn't work. And that's why there's several changes. Now, even though we may not have it in a booklet at the time, I still am privy to that information as they update it, because I'll get it through my resources. So yeah, it's kind of an ongoing fluid thing, you know, that works through Congress and changes all the time. But it's the thing that I am impressed with is usually changing for the better, not for the worse.
And that's good to know.
Yeah.
And that's a really interesting point. So maybe these are things that if he had gone in 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
As now.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when somebody meets with you, I mean, is there certain paperwork they need to bring? What's kind of the nuts and bolts of the process when they...
I would say typically the most important document they can bring with them is their DD-214, which is their service record.
They'll know what that is.
Yeah, it's their service record. If they're listening, they know exactly what that
right.
is. because most of the applications and processes we go through have to have that information on them.
Okay.
So their exact service dates of when they enlisted or when they discharged have to go on those applications. And we also send those copies of those DD-214s in along with their paperwork.
Okay. So if we've lost track of our DD-214.
I can get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, now that's a really important question because maybe I've been putting that off. It's like I know, I think it's somewhere and I keep looking for it.
But it takes me 3 to 5 days to go through the National Archives and request a DD-214 for a veteran who's maybe lost his. So it's a real easy process.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and that's really good to know, and you know how to do that. You
can
navigate that part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
There isn't anything right now I can confidently say that I can't do for a veteran through my office when it comes to benefits, period. I've been trained in every aspect of doing it. That's my job.
So what do you find are some of the questions you get most frequently or the misconceptions that veterans may have?
The questions most generally are around disability benefits and what they might be eligible for. That would be the primary thing. I would say second to that is healthcare benefits and what they can access as far as that goes. The one thing I will say, and this has been happening, I wouldn't say very much, but enough to recognize it and mention it here on the radio, is that veteran spouses are eligible for benefits too. And I want them to really be aware of that. So if their husband passes away or something happens, they can still access their husband's benefits through certain programs and be eligible for certain compensations when it comes to burial benefits, when it comes to pensions, when it comes to disability benefits. The widows of veterans can come in at any point in time or call me and know that those things are available. And I don't think a lot of spouses know that. And so, yeah.
Okay, and those are things that aren't going to automatically come to them unless they ask about it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some people that will call me and say, hey, my husband recently passed. Am I eligible for any benefits? And
right.
I say, yeah, absolutely. Let's come in and talk.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's important for the ladies primarily out there to understand that, you know, we're in a day and age where a lot of the Vietnam veterans, you know, have reached the age where a lot of them are in their 70s. You know, and they are suffering from healthcare issues or disabilities, or worst case, you know, they pass away from a disability or something they may be dealing with, and their spouses are, you know, living on a fixed income and those kinds of things, and there still is benefits available for them out there.
Yeah. So these have been earned and they're entitled to them. They should absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that is excellent information. So people, I know you encourage them to have an appointment if they're going to have do paperwork and that sort of thing, or they can just call with a question or that sort of thing.
Well, and I don't know if I mentioned it, but my hours are Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Now, I'm flexible with those hours simply because I know a lot of people work. So if you call for an appointment and you can't make an appointment till 3 or 4 or 5 in the afternoon, that's no problem.
Okay.
We can work around that. I can come back to the office at 4 or 5 and meet with them for an appointment. I'm here for the veterans and for service to the county and helping these people 100%. So it doesn't matter what time of day.
Okay. That's all good information to know, and really good overview this morning, visiting with Brian Urich, the County Veterans Service Officer for Morgan County. Brian, let's wind up again, reminding people how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, my office is located at 800 East Beaver Avenue in the Human Resources Building. They can just come in and talk to the ladies up front, and they'll call me and let me know that you're there. My phone number is 970-542-3552, and my address is burich@morgan.co.us.
Okay, Very good. Thanks for the update. We'll look forward to visiting with you again soon. And thanks for what you do. And, you know, obviously thank you to all the people that you serve for what they've done for us.
Well, I'm a native of Fort Morgan, Colorado. This is my hometown. Yeah. And it's just a real pleasure and a privilege for me to be available to help these veterans with any kind of benefits. So please give me a call.
All right. Great. Great information. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Brian Urich, our guest this morning. Morgan Matters is presented each weekday morning by FMS Bank.